How to begin and end a conversation. Interested is interesting. If you remember that simple rule, you should have no trouble making conversation. I'm gregarious by nature, but a simple key for those who are more introverted is to be curious. Ask questions that will make the other person talk. After all, most people love to hear themselves talk. So if you're shy, let the other party do the work. Most people are fascinating if you ask the right questions, and small talk can be one of the best ways to educate yourself. Rarely does a day go by in which I don't have 5 to 10 conversations that change the way I see the world. You can end a conversation quickly if you don't mind being blunt. Other ways are to stop talking, move away a bit, pretend you see someone you know across the room, or simply say, "Enjoy your evening, nice talking to you." The phone is easier because you can simply hang up. I enjoy most conversations I engage in, especially with contractors, and since I usually have a lot of people to talk to, most people are considerate and don't bog me down. Those who do will get the message, and if they don't, I just tell them I have to move on. No one enjoys being rude, but on occasion you need to be. Otherwise, you'll spend your entire life trapped in pointless conversations and small talk. How to give a good gift. Never just pick something generic. It's a waste of money, and the gesture will be forgotten in a second. Strategic gift giving should be thoughtful and appropriate. It should reflect the recipient's interests or your relationship with the person. Gift giving takes time and careful planning. Don't plan on buying a gift on your way to see someone. If you're clueless when it comes to shopping, ask a trusted personal assistant or a friend to help you, especially when you're shopping for the opposite sex. I keep up with catalogs from Bergdorf, Tiffany, Louis Vuitton, and other fine stores, so I'll know what's new and what's out there. Occasionally, as I walk through someplace, I'll see something that catches my eye, and I'll buy it on the spot. How to correct someone. I'm a New Yorker, so I tell it like it is. Be upfront and direct with people, and they will return the favor. But sometimes, in more sensitive social situations, you have to consider the source and let it slide. In business and in life, I've heard people say things that are so outrageously incorrect that I don't feel it's worth my energy to say anything. Sometimes it's easy to just say, "You might want to check into that. I heard differently," and leave it at that. If you can avoid an altercation, do so, since most of them aren't worth your time and energy. I have to set a lot of things straight every day at work, and doing this during social hours is a total turnoff. I'd rather walk away and let other people waste their time. People will hopefully correct themselves, eventually.